Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Thomas Worthy, Mistrowski, 312718.
Thank you, sir. Your brief form and annual report of executive clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision relocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. My name is David Beal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also with us today, we have Mr. Trimmer from the Department of Corrections, and they'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No.
No, you didn't hire an attorney?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, thank you. Just for the record, we need to make it clear. All right, so now I'm escorting you and Mr. Turner in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Can you hear me? We conduct it in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, we're going to phase two, and we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do, sir, is read the three allegations that are under warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by referring to submit his urine specimen for drug testing on about February 26, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 16, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, thank you. Allegation number two is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 13, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 16, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Allegation number three is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directive of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for face-to-face contact visit on or about April 4, 2018 as directed by writing on April 3, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Thank you. Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Mislowski. Unruly will find that he was in violated terms condition of the supervision and that he may have lapsed not lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go to phase two in a moment, but before we do this, your attorney is going to give some background information. So stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Mislowski was released from ADC custody on 10-10-2017 and arrested on 7-7-2018 by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. No new charges. Returned back to ADC custody on 7-10-2018 with an adjusted release date on 10-8-2018 with 94 solid days. Current convictions, 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. This area is minimal. There were other arrests, however, the charges were never filed. He has a GB score of G1, B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Mislowski, you have 46 days left.
Yes, sir.
It's not a great amount of time, but when you're that small of a time left, I would ask if you want to kill your numbers or go ahead with the second phase of the hearing.
I'll go to the second phase.
Okay. That is your right, and here we go. Okay, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision at this time. So for residents, you approve and reside at TLC at 54 West Southern Avenue in Mesa, Arizona. Then on December 5th of 2017, you were discharged from TLC and established residence at Mesa House at 28 South Olive in Mesa, Arizona. Then January 9th, you moved to a three-quarter house with Mesa House at 1955 East Mahoney in Mesa, Arizona. February 4th, you were discharged from Mesa House due to not returning a curfew. Then on February 14th, 2018, you reported to MRPO and established residence with your girlfriend.
Fiance.
Pardon me?
Fiance.
Okay, fiance. Congratulations.
Thank you.
With your residence with your fiance at 270 North Ocotillo Drive in Apache Junction.
Yes, sir.
And is that where you stayed until you were violated, sir?
Yes, sir.
When's the happy date, or have you said that yet?
We haven't said it yet.
Okay, well, that's fine. Take your time.
Okay.
Do it right.
I plan to.
All right. Well, that sounds good. So, since you were MS Square Construction, is where you worked?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We worked there. Then we moved to Nevada to do some homes up there, and then I could meet the state.
Okay. So that was entered about in January, right?
Yes.
Did you work anywhere else after that?
No, I'm retired.
Okay.
No, I'm retired now.
Okay. What type of retirement?
Just a side.
Okay. That was just a question of curiosity. Well, congratulations. And if you refer to task random substance abuse testing in October, covering the meeting, and you had seven calls, three were negatives and no samples were collected. So when you missed those drops, was it because you were dirty?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what were you using?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't report because I considered you could put me back here, and there was a mistake there, but now I'm paying for it.
Because they catch you one way or another. But generally you get caught.
And right.
So have you been clean since you've been in?
Yes, sir. Before I got in, I was pretty good.
Really? Okay, well, that's good. Are you planning on, whenever you get released, to continue some substance abuse?
No, I'm going to go to outpatient therapy.
Well, that's what I mean, the help, not abusing drugs.
But, no, not abusing drugs.
But substance abuse help of some sort. Yeah, there's several different methods. So you're going to try to get checked into an inpatient for a while? That's usually a pretty good idea.
Yes, it is.
There's some good groups out there that can really help people get past that.
Yeah.
I would imagine that, you don't have a record except for some drug charges on this sentence. So, it's terrible that you have to get involved with drugs, get in trouble and end up in DOC, but at least
you know. Well, it went down far and the people are coming around, so I should have known better, but it's a couple dozen years, so I'm done with it, and I can't live this life,
Well, that's good. Yeah, hindsight's always 20/20, so, and it's difficult sometimes when you're out there and get around the people.
The temptation's laying there, the other way, and I'm going to get the car, like I said.
Yeah.
I just gotta save my money, and that's it, so.
Okay, on the third one, the board members have any questions at this time?
Okay.
Okay, there's one question from my fellow board members. So, we will be going into discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination on this. But before we do, would I give you an opportunity to make a final statement? Anything else you'd like to tell the board that that you think we might use to help make a decision?
I don't know. I'll just put it in your hands. I just want to help you, Steve. That's what you got to do.
Well, thank you, sir. And I do thank you for your directness and pleasant demeanor.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Pleasant demeanor. All right, we're going to be doing a discussion, and we'll be talking amongst ourselves and making a decision. You may think we're aggressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation, and when we're finished, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Well, I really do appreciate Mr. Maslowski's attitude and frankness in this situation. I'll be honest, if it wasn't for the abscond days, I'd be really upfront to return him to community supervision, even though it's a very short time. But with the abscond days, I can't justify that in my mind. However, he does only have to October 8, 2018, and hopefully he can do some AA and NA type programming between now and the time he's released, and then he'll be able to go out and seek the attention and time or need for his drug problems. And we'll have some discussion from my fellow board members.
Agree with you, sir.
Okay, so based on the information, number 2018W1131, Mr. Maslowski's testimony and information from Mr. Turner, Department of Corrections, I'm moved to move the community supervision of Mr. Maslowski in that he was delinquent, library in terms of addition of supervision, and had lapses, or not lapses, in accrual raise for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Maslowski, every time I pronounce that, I'm afraid I'm going to really butcher it. Really don't like to do that to you. Mr. Maslowski. So we heard the discussion, and really it's the abscond days. I like your attitude. I think you will be a success if you can maintain your attitude. Don't hang out with bad people. And we do wish you the best of luck. Administratively, even if we avoided to return to community supervision, it usually takes 7 to 10 working days anyway. So you wouldn't have much time under control of the Department of Corrections for any programs or anything else like this. But put yourself together a good plan. Hopefully, between your COC and yourself, you can contact a few people and see if you get some of that stuff lined up so that you don't have lag time and get out before you go into drug treatment. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
And we do wish you the best of luck. Hope we never see you in here again. Okay, well, good. That's a good attitude. Thank you, sir. And would you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.